The mirror. Do you love looking in the mirror? Do you hate looking in the mirror? There are some people who seem almost obsessive. I need to look in the mirror all the time. Every time they see their reflection in a window, they look. Just by interest's sake, the behavioral scientists suggest that it's human nature to look in the mirror. If you see your reflection in a mirror or in a window, you will look. So that's just a normal thing. The reverse of that are some people who hate looking in the mirror so much. They've got rid of all the full-length mirrors in their house and they just have a face mirror to either have a shave or put their makeup on or do their hair, but they're not interested at all in looking at the rest of their body. They hate looking in the mirror. So what is it with the mirror? Why were they even invented in the first place? Why do we need to see what we look like? Is it important, and is it important to you, and why? And it's a really interesting question because obviously in the exercise profession, in gyms and personal training studios, in fitness facilities, yoga facilities, everywhere you go where there's exercise performed, there seems to be lots of mirrors. Now, interestingly, that's one of the reasons why some people hate going to the gym or to a personal training studio, because there's so many mirrors and they hate looking in the mirror. So where and when should we have a mirror? And this is just an interesting series of questions where if you do have a mirror, how could you use it as a special tool to help you achieve your goals, achieve results? And if you hate looking in the mirror, do you or should you have to? Great questions. So from a let's have a look at myself in the mirror before I go outside point of view, it seems to be that we look in the mirror to make sure that our clothes are on properly, that our hair and makeup or our physique or our body or the way we look today looks the best it possibly can. And that's one of the questions I always ask people who are professionals. Before you leave your house, it's probably a great idea to have a full-length mirror. Stand in front of that mirror and ask yourself, do I look like the professional who's the very best at what I do? Would people trust me, believe me, accept that I am a professional based on the first impression of seeing me? And of course, we don't get to make a second impression. When we see somebody for the first time, that is the first impression we get. And obviously that comes from our clothes and our posture and our the way we've put ourselves together, our smile, whether our makeup's done well, all of those kind of things will add or detract from our first impression. So the mirror will tell us that. Do I look like I'm the best at what I do? Do I look like a professional person? And that might be a great reason to have a mirror. If you hate the way you look, the mirror is simply the reflection of you. And that probably sounds a bit tough to hear because there's a lot of people who actually don't want to look in the mirror anymore. And is that perhaps a reason why things get a little bit out of control? Could you use the mirror, if you stand naked in front of the mirror, and I go a step further, perhaps even jump, and everything that isn't supposed to wobble is it's the truth. I'll say a true reflection, but it's actually the truth. The mirror will tell us how fat we are, how tall we are, what our posture looks like. It tells us the truth. And sometimes, although the truth is painful, the truth will hurt. It might be a really good idea to get the truth. As an exercise professional for many decades, one of the big reasons that people have made changes with their health and their fitness and wanting to be healthier is because they saw themselves in a video or a photograph. They had stopped looking in the mirror. They'd thrown all their full-length mirrors away, but somebody caught them on film, whether it was a video or a photo, and they went, "Oh my God, I can't believe that I got this out of control, that I got this fat or this overweight." And it is the reason that they change. And maybe that's a great reason to have a mirror in your home so that you can keep telling yourself the truth. No one has to see you standing naked in front of the mirror, but you can now look at yourself and say, okay, Rowie, this is the truth. The other thing that's really cool about having a mirror, I mean, if you come to my house, people often, they say two things. Your house is full of mirrors and it's more like an art gallery than a house, because I collect cool things. And one of those is cool mirrors. I really like mirrors and there's a reason for that. And I'm not asking you to like them. I'm just sharing with you my personal opinion on mirrors. I use mine as an accountability tool. I have mirrors everywhere because every time you look in the mirror, you see yourself, obviously. And for me, that's a good reason to stick a smile on your dial. I use it like a, you know, when people take your photo, you tend to smile And I've often shared with people, you smile when you're in a photo, why not smile all the time? What do you look like between photos? And having lots of mirrors in your house forces you, well, I do, every time I look in the mirror, I smile. And of course, that then pumps happy drugs through your brain because your brain doesn't know the difference between a fake smile or a real one. And I don't have any fake ones. I just smile at myself and go, hey, great day, happy girl, well done, big smile, and I feel really good. And the thing with the mirror, though, is if you don't like the reflection, that won't be the response. So that then holds me accountable to keeping that response. People often share with me either happily or aggressively, Rowie, why do you put makeup on every day? Why do you do your hair? Why are you always dressed nice? And at home, I live on a farm, so I often wear tracksuits or shorts and a t-shirt. But I always do my hair and do my makeup, etc. And one of the reasons for that is every time I look in the mirror. Now, I don't do that for anybody else. I'm just sharing that with you, that when you are always aware of your posture, your smile, the way you look, is it possible that it gives you a better feeling? Now, I'm not saying whether that's right or wrong. It certainly works for me. So yes, I smile when I look in the mirror. And yes, it's a really good accountability tool to say, hey, Rowie, you're a bit chubby, or Rowie, you need to eat a bit more food because you look a bit thin in the face, or Rowie, smile because you look a bit stressed. Sometimes I share that with other people. Are you happy? Make sure you inform your face. When I look in the mirror, I then get to inform my face that I'm a happy person and I'm having a great day. And if I'm having a bad day, what a great reason to smile, because you can learn and grow from every experience. And even if you are having a bad day, what a great idea it is to smile. So that's an interesting use of the mirror. The other one that's really awesome in an exercise situation, and one of my students did this for me, and it's one of the most powerful tools I've ever used for, or that has ever been shared with me for exercise. I was doing a set of chin-ups. He was my personal trainer. His name's JP. And we had talked very intensively about my long-term goals, which if you know me very well, it's always been about longevity, quality of life, helping people to live for a very long time with great quality of life, be able to live the life that you're living now, if it's of great quality, for the rest of your life. So I study old people. I study the oldest people in the world. I study people who are over 100 who have got great quality of life. And one of my goals is, barring accident, to live over 100 years plus with great quality of life. Anyway, so I'm doing my set of chin-ups and JP says to me, Rowie, look in the mirror and see the 120-year-old lady doing her chin-ups. And what a powerful tool that was, because I literally visualized being 120 and still being able to do my chin-ups. And ever since that workout with JP, I've used the mirror as that exact tool. So whether I'm tired or stressed or life's pretty crappy or whatever's going on, I know that I have the ability to be healthy, fit and strong for the rest of my life, barring accident. So I then go and do some exercise, and that's what the mirror's for. So I'm visualizing myself as a fit, strong, young, old person. Woohoo! Now, they're all the good reasons for having a mirror. So you can check out whether you look like a professional. You can hold yourself accountable to the shape of your body. You can hold yourself accountable to the look on or expression on your face. You can hold yourself accountable to achieving your physical goals. The challenge with the mirror, however, for a lot of people is it makes them feel bad. And I think that would be really sad if you look in the mirror and now you have a bad day or a down day or a fat day because you didn't like what you see in the mirror. So one of two things, you can use it as a motivational tool to get your backside moving and do some exercise, eat some healthy food, have a positive attitude, drink more water till you've got clear wheeze and get going. And that's what the mirror can be for. But if you are really unhappy about the shape of your body and every time you look in the mirror, it makes you feel sad or angry or depressed, then maybe that's not the tool to be using at the moment. It's one of those things in retail stores where you buy clothes. Often the mirrors are distorted to give you a better view of yourself, because nobody wants to buy clothes if you feel fat or you feel ugly or you don't like the way you look in the mirror. And that's obviously, if you bring that into daily life, if every time you look in the mirror you hate what you see and you're not doing anything about it, it could make you feel worse. It's also the reason why a lot of personal training studios and even some gyms mums, congratulations, have taken the mirror out because it intimidates people. And until somebody's really happy to look in the mirror, perhaps get them happy to look in their own mirror rather than force them to look in the mirror at the gym. Now, there are some gyms and there are certainly some exercise professionals who will argue that it's really important to have mirrors at the gym because it helps you correct your form. And I will certainly defend that. I'm a person who has to exercise very safely because I have so many injuries in my joints. And it's very helpful to have a mirror there to be aware of what your form is as you're exercising. However, when I pick up a suitcase or a log or my puppy dog or I'm out in the garden and I pick something up, I don't have a mirror to look in. So I really need to get really good at squatting and lunging and doing strong exercises without a mirror. If it can be a helpful tool at the start, perhaps a great idea. So maybe do what some gyms and personal training studios have done is they've created a mirror-free area. So you can go from the front desk to the changing room to the non-mirror area without having to look in the mirror. And that's something that they advertise and market, that we have no mirrors. So just be aware that some people hate it. If you love looking in the mirror, congratulations. If you hate it, is this an opportunity to make a physical positive change? Or is it an opportunity to just give it some thought? If you're a gym owner, a personal training studio manager or owner, is it possible to think about strategically where you've put the mirrors and why and what they're for, and do you have to have them? Could you use them as a goal setting tool, and or could they be a reason why people don't join your gym, or they will join your gym because you don't have any mirrors? And it's a really interesting question to ask. The only thing to consider, I think, as human beings is that whoever invented the mirror, the person who looked in the water perhaps and saw their reflection and thought, how can we turn that into a piece of furniture? Maybe that person was all about that is who you are. You actually get to see who you are. So could the mirror be the truth-telling tool? And there's been so many people that have shared that with me, that the reason their life has changed, the reason they are now healthy, fit and strong, the reason they lost so much weight, the reason they now love looking in the mirror is because somebody made them, force them to see themselves, whether it was by a photo or a video or they actually saw their reflection in a mirror. Some people have shared with me, absolutely, they were walking along the street, they refused to look in the mirror, but just by accident they caught their reflection in a window, in a shop window, and went, holy hell, I need to make a change. And could that be a good tool or good reason to use your mirror? Holy hell, I need to make a change, or yoo-hoo, I love what I see. Big smile. Smile and you die when you look in the mirror, and then you'll pump happy drugs through your brain as well. How good's that? Woohoo!